Northern Ireland. National AGM CSPA NE reps had another successful AGM in October. Harry Baird, our chair, had three Northern Ireland branch motions passed on pensions, tax thresholds, and the BBC licence fee. Branch Treasurer Roisin Lilly, who was the outgoing Executive Council Vice Chair, was re-elected to the position unopposed, and Tony McMullen, who writes and edits our branch newsletter, was delighted that it was joint runner-up in the CSPA Newsletter of the Year competition. CSPA NE website. A lot of work has gone into modernizing our CSPA NE website to bring it into the same format as the national website. We hope to launch the all-new singing and dancing website in the near future. Financial services. We have had queries from members about financial services. We are exploring with head office whether we can run a webinar for our NE members. Membership. It is critical we keep recruiting retired or soon-to-be-retired new members. A hearty membership helps us negotiate special deals and also gives us strength in numbers. Please urge family or friends to join. Branch newsletter. Unfortunately, the loss of membership has had an impact on our income. With regret, the branch committee has had to reduce the number of branch newsletters from 3 a year to 2. This year's second newsletter should arrive in November. We hope that with an increase in membership, we can once again publish 3 per year. Specsavers offer. Since the last edition of The Pensioner, we have issued 19 more Specsavers vouchers. This saves members £20 when used to buy glasses in the Specsavers £99 and above range. If you or your family or friends require a voucher, send your / their names to tony.mcmullen@outlook.com. CSPA NE AGM 2026. The 2026 CSPA NE AGM will be held on Wednesday, the 22nd of April, at 2 p.m. in the Presbyterian Assembly Building, Fisherwick Place, Belfast. Claire Sugden, MLA, and CSPA Pensions Officer Chris Haswell will be speakers. BBC Radio 4 Moneybox. Branch Secretary Tony McMullen was interviewed for the BBC 4 Moneybox programme recently about the winter fuel payment. He called for the £35,000 limit to be annually uprated. Domestic abuse on older people. The branch was represented at a seminar run by Charity Hourglass on rises in domestic abuse, financial, physical, psychological, sexual, or coercive control. Article ends.